Welcome to the Mind of Bay. Now, let me introduce you to the thought of the day. Common enemy. The so-called white male, also referred to as the Caucasian, known to come from the continent of Europe, within questionable countries such as England, Germany, Russia, and so forth, is the enemy of humanity and all that exists on this earth. All historical documents, records, and eyewitnesses of actual events prove that the so-called white male is the author, creator, and instigator of all deception and confusion. It is the so-called white male who invaded inhabited lands, deceived the inhabitants, gave them diseases, and killed them to steal their land. It is the so-called white male who belittles his women, treat them like property, didn't allow them to have rights or vote. It is the so-called white male who put the Japanese in concentration camps, who partially enslaved the Chinese and created laws to keep them subject to the so-called white supremacy. It is the so-called white male who minds other countries' businesses, attempting to educate them on how they should live and topple governments because they disagree with their lifestyle and beliefs. It is evident and plainly apparent that the so-called white male is responsible for all of the chaos that exists physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. However, there is one thing that doesn't make sense to an intelligent mind. All the so-called white women, so-called black people, and the other cultures of humanity know what these so-called white males have been doing. Yet, instead of working together to get rid of the so-called white male, or at least banish him somewhere that his actions are irrelevant, the greater part of humanity decides to fight amongst themselves and destroy themselves while their common enemy goes unpunished. Is all of humanity mad? Just think about it.